Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing, beloved, to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, beloved, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. We're just excited about the God of our salvation, and we pray that you have had a wonderful day in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We're just excited about what God is doing. We're excited about the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Now, before we get going, I just want to say right off that we were supposed to have a special speaker on tonight. Praise God, Evangelist Teresa Samuel. Praise God. But she was not able to be on with us tonight. But praise God. Lord, say the same. She will be with us on next Sunday evening. Praise God. And so we look forward to that. Praise God. But we are going to go on with the broadcast. We do appreciate those that are tuning in and that have tuned in. Praise God. And we just want you to be encouraged and uplifted and strengthened. Praise God. Now, before we get started, amen, and we go back into the word of the Lord, amen, we're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to talk about tonight for just a few minutes, amen, the spirit of Antichrist. And we do know that the spirit of Antichrist is in the land, praise God, in this hour, praise God. We've been talking about the spirit of error. We've been talking about, amen, spirit of lies and all these demonic strong men, praise God. But we know that we are on the winning side, praise God. But we just want to, amen, to share this word with you, praise God, amen, just to strengthen you and boost your faith, amen. And no matter what the enemy tries to do, we know, praise God, that we are winners and we are victorious in the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing, Father. We thank you for your word, God. And as we go into your word, we just ask, Father God, that you would anoint your word, anoint every listener, Father God, by your spirit and by your power. We thank you now for this time, God, this session and season, oh God. And we just ask, Father God, that you just have your way. Take us further now, God. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, we're going to 1 John, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3. Amen. Praise God. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3. That is, praise God, the scripture. Amen. I'm just a little distracted here, but praise the Lord. Amen. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3 is our theme scripture for tonight. And we do thank God for our caller that's called in. Praise God. We say, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. We appreciate you on tonight. Praise God. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3. Amen. This is the spirit of Antichrist. Amen. The Bible says, amen, I'm going to go back up to verse 1 just to lead into this. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Now, we know that this was written such a long time ago, praise God, but we know if the spirit of Antichrist, if the spirit of Antichrist was in the world then, think of how greater, praise God, is here now. We're so much closer to the coming of God, praise the Lord. So we know we must be aware, we must be alert, and we must be on our guard, praise God. Now, that is, again, the theme scripture, praise God. Now, there are many symptoms of this spirit, praise God, and we're going to just talk about some of the things so you can look You can know if someone is really operating under this spirit based on their behavior, based on their character, and based on how they talk. Praise God. Now, we want to go to 2 John verse 7. It says, "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." Now, this is one mark of those that are walking in the spirit. They will not confess that Jesus has come in the flesh. And we know that he's come in the flesh. We know, amen, that he died for our sins, amen, and that he rose, amen, so that we might have a right to the tree of life. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So this scripture says again, for many deceivers, amen, and there are many people that are being deceived, praise God, in this hour, praise God. Many are being deceived, deluded. We talked about seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, all of these things. So there are many that are under the deception of God. And so this says many deceivers are entered into the world. Praise God. God allows these things to take place. Who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh? This is a deceiver and an antichrist. So you can know, praise God, if you hear someone, amen, just based on what they talk and how they talk, praise God, if they really believe in Jesus, praise God, you're going to know that. Praise the Lord. Now, another symptom of this spirit, they deny the atonement. And we just read 1 John 4 and 3. So what that means is they deny that he came in the flesh. They deny the deity of Jesus. They deny, amen, who he is and what he's done, for us. Jesus literally shed his blood so that we might have a right to the tree of life. Praise God. And anyone that cannot accept what Jesus did, you cannot, amen, accept the Father, because you've got to accept what Jesus did. Amen. That's a mark of salvation. Praise God. We can't work our way to heaven. Praise God. We can't do so many good works and say, well, I'm going to get to heaven because I'm a good person. There's only one way. Jesus is the door. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. Now, another symptom is against Christ and his teaching. Praise God. And let's read 2 Thessalonians 2 and 4. Now, this is just talking about, again, the spirit of Antichrist. Praise God. Now, the Antichrist, let me just say this as I'm talking about this. The Antichrist is not on the scene right now, and he cannot take his place. He cannot do what he's going to do because the church is still here. That's a whole other subject, amen, that we're not going to get into that. But the very Antichrist is not on the scene, praise God. We've had different ones to say, past leaders they thought were the Antichrist. We won't name names or go into any of that, but praise God, none of them were the Antichrist, praise the Lord. Amen. Like I said, that's a whole other subject. But when he arises, when he is able to take his place and do his thing, the church won't be here. Praise God, we won't be here. Amen. It'll be during the tribulation period that the Antichrist will reign. Praise God, that he will set up his kingdom and he'll do his little thing. Praise God, for a period of time. Amen. But the spirit of Antichrist is in the land. Amen. Now, so against Christ and his teaching, 2 Thessalonians 2 and 4, it says, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. And people that are under this spirit, a lot of times we see people that once walk with God and they go away from God. They apostatize themselves. Praise the Lord. Amen. And what happens is they get to a point where they don't hear truth. They won't hear anything sound. Praise God. And these are people that once walked in God. And we talked about this. I think I made mention of this not too long ago, where heresy comes in, because it's a person that once followed God but gets into false doctrine, gets into heresy, gets into things that truly is not of God. Praise God. And so the scripture says, who opposeth again and exalted himself above all that is called God. And the very Antichrist, and when he takes over, he will exalt himself over God. He will really think that he is God. Praise God. And I watched a documentary the other day about Jim Jones and all that happened to those people, and how this man went from, he started out in a Pentecostal church but he got off. And he, when it was all said and done, he really thought he was God. He exalted himself and led these people astray and ended up over 900 people lost their lives because they followed this man, amen, and they went over into a jungle and they ended up dying. They didn't come back. Most of them died. Very few of them got out with their lives. And it was such a sad thing to see, as I even reminisced about that. I remember the very morning when we heard about this great tragedy that happened. I was a young teenager when it happened, and it was such a tragedy to see all these lives lost. And some years, a few years later, I was in Georgia, and we heard testimony of a lady that knew people that lost their lives and had warned family members not to go there, and they went anyway, and they did not come back. So it's very, very important, people of God, that we follow Jesus, that we know who he is. Praise God. We don't follow men and women, amen, that get off of the word and lift themselves up. The same thing happened a few years ago with the Koresh incident, and there are people that just put themselves up on a pedestal, and people follow them, and they look to them as God, and they're not God. We're not God. Amen. Only God is God. Praise God. And so we have to make sure that we stay balanced. But the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, again, opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And when the actual Antichrist, again, when he rises to power, he will, amen, set himself up. And this is what's going to let the Jewish people know that they made a mistake, because they're going to make a pact with the Antichrist. Praise God. And when they realize that, oh my God, we made a mistake, praise God, they're going to see, amen, they're going to realize and recognize. And this is what happens when people recognize that, oh my God, we're in a mess. How do we get out? And sometimes people don't get out, praise God. But beloved, if you know that you have committed your life to the Lord, it's important that you get under sound teaching, sound doctrine, and stay there, amen. Don't shift. Praise God. Don't go somewhere where you don't know you ain't got no business going. Praise God. And if the word is tight, if the word is hitting you upside the head, you need to stay right there. Praise God. Sometimes the word needs to hit us upside the head. We need to hear the word. God loves us, and that's why he sends the word that he does, because he loves us. He cares about us. Praise God. Now, another thing is humanism. Praise God. In the same scripture in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I'm going to go ahead and go back up to verse 1 and read down to verse 7, because we want to get a good picture of this. Amen. The word says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you of these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time." So Paul basically was telling them, no, this man of sin has not been revealed yet, praise God. And there have been many times when we thought, praise God, Antichrist was on the scene. As I said, I remember back in the 70s when people thought a certain leader was Antichrist, and, you know, we would there's 666, which is the number of the beast, and this person's name equals 666. And so we just thought, oh my God, he's Antichrist. But he was not. Praise God. The man of sin have not been revealed. But we're talking about the spirit of Antichrist. Praise God. And that is in the land. Praise God. Now, this says that this day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And we're seeing a falling away. We're seeing all the prophecies that will be fulfilled before the rapture. We're seeing things, still seeing them fulfilled. And there's really nothing that needs to be fulfilled for the rapture to take place. It's just a matter of the Father telling the Son, go get my children. Praise God. After the rapture, then all chaos will break loose. Praise God. So you know what, beloved? It behooves us to get in the Word, hide ourselves in God, allow God to do what he wants to do in our lives. Don't play church. Don't be wishy-washy, but get in there and really serve God. Serve God with all of your heart, all of your soul. Amen. We see a lot of up and down, in and out, but this is no time to be up and down and in and out. Praise God. This is a time, amen, to get level in God, get stable and secure in the God of our salvation, and serve him. Serve him because we love him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, let me go on. The scripture says, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Praise God. Evil is already in the land. Praise God. We know that. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Now, I'm not going to really break that scripture down, amen, because we're just basically talking about the spirit of Antichrist. Amen. We know this spirit is in the land. Praise God. Now, another mark is worldly speech and actions. Worldly speech and actions. Let's go back to 1 John chapter 4. Verse 5 says this. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Listen, the world's going to talk their own lingo and own language. Amen. We should have our own language. Amen. And that is speaking the word of God. Not only speaking the word, but living the word, walking the word. Praise God. If you're a servant of God, amen, you should walk the word. You should live it. Amen. Not just when it feels good or things are going well, but 24/7, praise God. We got to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. The world should have no part in us, praise God, because there will come a time when the enemy will come for what is his. Amen. And we don't want the enemy to find no place in us, praise God. So now is the time, beloved, that we hide ourselves in God, that we allow God to do in us the things that he's wanting to do. Amen. Another mark is teachers of heresies. Praise God. 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. It says this, little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Now, this is talking about people, praise the Lord, again, that were saved, that backslid, that fell away, that apostatized themselves. Praise God. Everybody that's in the church is not a part of Christ. And that's such a sad thing, especially when you see the power of God and you know God is real, but yet miss it. But many people will miss it. Amen. I'm sure that my callers, amen, I've not asked for comments, but I'm pretty sure, amen, if you would speak, if you would say something, you would say, yes, it is a shame to have, amen, people in God or people serve God and still miss it right in the church. Amen. We can see it in the world, but not in the church. And so this is why such a clarion call is going out. God is wooing us. It's like a magnet. He's saying, come to me, surrender all to me, lay on the altar, praise God. Put yourself on that altar of sacrifice, praise God, amen, and let me burn out everything that's not like me, praise God. Let me permeate you, amen, from the inside out, praise God, and God will do just that, amen. All we have to do is surrender. He's just calling for us to surrender completely to him, but it's a free will thing. He will not force himself on us, praise God, and that's the beautiful thing about God. He will not force himself, amen, praise God, but when we come to him with all of our heart, praise God, and we say yes to the Lord, he will do in us what only he can do, because he is a faithful God. Now, another mark is anti-Christian. Anti-Christian. Revelation chapter 13 and 7. Praise God. The word says, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And truly the beast, the Antichrist, will have some power to work, and he will maneuver, praise God. But the very spirit of Antichrist, amen, if we allow it to come into our lives, it will come, amen, and it will abort the vision of God. And this is what the enemy wants to do. He wants to abort the vision, praise God. But again, we know we're on the winning side, praise the Lord. Another mark is that he is a deceiver, praise God. And then finally, lawlessness. Praise God, and you can read about that in, we just read 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 3 through 12, lawlessness. And we're in a time now where lawlessness is rising even more. People have no concern for the law. They have no concern for living right, living holy. We see violence. We see all types of things going on in the land today, praise the Lord. The spirit of Antichrist is in the land, praise God. And so we must be aware of these things that's going on. And then what we must do, we must guard our heart, praise God. We must guard our own heart, for out of it are the issues of life, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So when you know that things are not right, or you run into people that are not teaching a pure gospel, you need to take note of that, but also flee from it, praise God. Don't allow anything to come into your spirit that would contaminate, amen, that would cause you, praise God, to go astray or go awry, praise God. We want sound doctrine, praise God. We don't want to heap up teachers. We don't want to have we don't want to be the type of people that want have itching ears. In other words, we want to hear what we want to hear. We want our flesh petted, praise God. There's no time for that, praise God. You're not going to grow by people petting your flesh. Amen. Flesh has to die, because flesh stinks in the nostril of God. That's what needs to be crucified, is our flesh. Praise God, because flesh will not tarry in the sight of God. Amen. Praise God. So we want the power of God to permeate in our lives. We want God's resurrection power to be manifested in our lives in this hour. Praise the Lord. Amen. The spirit of Antichrist. We thank God for this word on today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, again, I have a couple callers on the line. Praise God. And normally on Sunday night, I just teach, but I just have just a few minutes. Amen. So we do want to open up the line if our callers would like to share, amen, from this word, or just give us a comment, or what do you feel as far as the spirit of Antichrist? And has that affected your life, or have you seen people, praise God, that are in heresy? And what are your thoughts? Any comment on tonight? We don't want to force you to say anything, but if you have anything to say, amen, we do want to open up to you at this time. Amen. Any comments? Praise God.
God bless.
God bless. God bless.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he could hear me. Yeah, I just really like to say that I'm enjoying the Bible study tonight, and you know, it's an important teaching, you know, seeing in what day and time we live in, you know, talking about
yes.
Antichrist and what things to watch out so that it doesn't creep into us.
Yes.
Because we see plenty of people, you know, that are in the church, but
yes.
Definitely are sitting there in a falling away state. And
mm-hmm.
It is, like you said, it's just real sad to see that people sitting there right on the front pew and are going to hell.
Yes.
Basically. And just want to say I thank God for your teaching on tonight.
Amen. 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 Praise God. You know that's so true, sis, and it is a grieving thing. Praise God, to see. And you know, especially when God has so much for us as a people of God, and the blessing of God, you know, and the benefits of serving God, and the promises. I heard someone say that they started in the book of Genesis and went through the Bible and found so many promises that God had for them. And it blessed me just to hear that. There's so much that God has for us, but when we don't take that for real, you know, but we want the world and the dark side and the flesh gratification, And for a moment, you may be gratified, but when it's over, when you've done whatever, praise God, then you come back and you realize that that wasn't worth it, praise God. But then you got to get back in that place with God. Remember, we're really running out of time now to where we don't have time for that. I mean, we don't have time to be going over and over and working our salvation back from the beginning. It's almost like you're starting over all the time. And, you know, Jesus died for us to have victory. Praise God. And so I just wanted to say that, you know, it's so important and imperative, amen, that we get over that, praise God. And we can because Jesus overcame. So because he did, he made the way for us. Amen, to have freedom and have liberty, praise God, and all the benefits of God, amen, are promised to us, amen. The word says that in him is yes and amen, praise God. So, and the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and it doesn't add any sorrow. So on and on and on, we could quote the word. I could be here all night quoting the word of what God has said, amen. But it's up to me, and it's up to you and everyone, amen, listening to grab that. Amen. And not allow the enemy to steal, because he does come to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. Amen. But Jesus came that we may have life. Amen. And that more abundantly. And so I'm with you, sister. I want I want the life. I want the benefits. I want everything that God has for me. And no, the devil can't have no ground. Amen. We have to fight. I told the people today that we must fight the good fight of faith. Amen, and lay hold on eternal life, praise God. But when we fight, we're not fighting alone, praise God. We have angels to fight on our behalf. God fights for us. Jesus stands up for us if need be, praise God. All we got to do is call on him, praise God, because he will come to our rescue. Amen. I'm just enjoying this tonight, praise God. Any other comments? We have another call on the line. Any other comments? Praise God. Amen. Well, we thank God. Amen. Sister Gail, for your comment tonight. We appreciate you listening in. Amen. On tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, we just want to pray. We have a few minutes left, and we just want to pray. There are many needs in the body. There are many people going through tough times and all of that, and where the enemy is bombarding. But again, beloved, you can be free because Jesus came. Amen. That you might be free. Hallelujah. That you might have a right to the tree of life. Father, we thank you for this word today. We thank you, Father, that even though this spirit is prevalent, but God, you're greater than that. And so, Father, I ask you to minister right now to everyone listening, if anyone's struggling, going through a fight in any kind of way. We ask, God, that you would break the strong man's neck, break the stronghold of the enemy, God, and loose us, Father God, to go free, to walk free, to live free, to remain free in you, and help us to grow and help us to go further, oh God, in you. We thank you now for what you're doing. We thank you for miracles. We thank you that lives will be changed by the power of God because of the word, because Jesus, you came that we might be free, and we thank you for it now. We give you praise, God. We give you honor, and we give you glory for what you're doing. Continue to work your perfect work in us, oh God. Continue to have your way in our lives. God, we thank you that you're making us overcomers. We're overcomers in you, Father God, and we thank you for that. We thank you for pouring in oil and wine and healing, restoration, reconciliation. We thank you for deliverance. This is about deliverance. Deliver us from everything that would hinder us, that would keep us from that place in you. And, Father, we thank you now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We pray that the word of the Lord has been a blessing to you. Amen. We will be back again in the morning on our next broadcast, teaching, bringing another teaching, amen, on demonology and deliverance. We pray that you will continue to listen, amen, and go to our website, praise God, www.wopministries.org, amen. There are great things there, praise God. If you'd like to drop us an email, amen, just let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing to you. We appreciate that so much, amen. If you want to leave a prayer request, please do so. We will lift up your prayer requests. We will take them before the Lord, praise God. My time is just about gone for today, but I pray that God will continue to strengthen and will keep you encouraged. Continue to look to Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher of your faith, and he's working out things just for you, beloved. because he loves you, he cares about you, and guess what? He has your best interest at heart, and all things work together for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Until we meet again on the next broadcast, I pray the blessing of the Lord be yours. Amen.